In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You claim God's image, discover who you are, and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogbeni.
There are 7 levels of glory in the kingdom. And God wants me to show you what they are and what you need to do to climb. There are 7 levels of glory. I think before I do that, I need to maybe look at God first. God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, is a God of glory. Glory, according to Scripture, is a triangular substance. Glory is a triangular substance. God has the 3 dimension of glory. God has 3 dimensions of glory. God Almighty has 3 dimensions of glory. And this is what I've noticed. This is God Almighty, because anything we are going to get, we get it from our source. Sometimes it's wise to study Him, then you can see what your destiny is. Okay, God Almighty. It's not just Trinity in terms of the Godhead. It's also Trinity in terms of glory. So this is the triangle of glory. There is on this base what is called Shekinah. Shekinah. Shekinah is a Hebrew word they used to talk about the glory of God. And that seems to be the only one that people talk about, they understand. Shekinah means manifest glory. And God wants us to have it. He wants us to carry His presence. Manifest glory. The presence of God manifests. I wish I can give a little attention to, because God is not my purpose tonight. I have teaching on this, so you can find it. You know, God is not my focus, He's you. But God wants us to carry. Shekinah is also expressed as the presence of God. For example, one of the expressions of it, you see it if it gets physically manifest as the glory cloud. It comes into the meeting like last night. You saw what was going on here. It can also manifest as pillars of fire. When you read the book of Enoch, you can see how terrific the glory of God is around the throne. The angels themselves tremble. They can't even look at it. Angels, before we talk about human beings, the ones that cover the throne have to have 2 wings that block their own eyes. They have 2 other wings with which they fly. They have 2 other with which they show reverence. Because like my grandmother will always say to me, say, God is like Mount Everest. It's the type of mountain that as you climb it, you must have more respect for it or you die climbing it. The closer you get to God, the more you should reverence Him if you truly know who He is. If you read the book of Revelation and other places like Ezekiel, I say that God Almighty, our God, the New Testament Bible said, dwells in unapproachable light. It is hotter than the sun. That's the manifest glory. So you can imagine what we feel in services. It just, I don't know. Look at the sun is 93 million miles away, and its rays are still hot enough to sometimes burn your head small in the afternoon. 93 million miles. What happens if you get close? That's so you can imagine what we experience in our meetings and services. Just this thing compressed down to a level, or, you know, you have transformers and that help to compress down the power of electricity. And then you have other things you put in your house, resistor that bring it down further. If not, it will blow the whole house up, set your house on fire. God dwells in an unapproachable light where no one can. No man has ability to look at it. So there are ways he manifests that his glory. But that's the part that we all talk about. But there is another side to the glory of God. This side is different. So I also said men can carry this Shekinah. You can see it was accompanying the children of Israel from the time they left Egypt all the way to the promised land. God even kept it stored in the tabernacle, stored in the ark. So that you bring the ark to the battlefront, the presence of God shows up there, and then the battle is over. You can see that men like Moses will come in with God, his face will start reflecting that glory, shining out of it. It's the same thing that happened with Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration. We are allowed to carry this. So when the Bible said, you know, when we talk about no one must share God's glory, it is not the manifest glory we are talking about.